Hello again, now it's the half-term break. It's arrived, and it's still relatively settled as far as these sort of usual winter bugs and plagues and infections are concerned. But several souls this past few days mentioned, though, a couple actually bring in some newspaper clippings concerning a recently published study in the European Heart Journal. Forget the Brexit sort of signal noise. This was a study from Spain, so beloved by many of our locals who head there every year, expecting the four S's. Sun, sea, sangria, and sand. A bit like here then. Taking some 20,000 patients, dividing them into two groups. They were all taking heart and blood pressure therapies. Half were asked to take these usual treatments at night before bed, and the other half the usual pills in the standard time in the morning. Followed this lot up for several years, and what did they find? Well, this study from Spain found a significant reduction in risk of heart attack, stroke, and indeed heart failure in those taking their usual blood pressure etc. therapies at night versus the morning version takers. Now, none of this is actually that new. We know that the body alters throughout the day. As you rest and sleep overnight, typically, your blood pressure starts to drop, as does your heart rate. Everything sort of slows down, breathing included. As you reach the early morning, though, your brain starts to stir. Deep inside the midbrain, signals start to occur. Your wake-up chemicals rushing out from the adrenal glands amongst other organs and sensors in our inner workings, alerting the body that movement and getting going is on the horizon. They all start getting ready. Like oil pressure in a car engine might rise to meet and be ready for action as the ignition is sparked up. So, our blood pressure starts to go up. Our hearts move more quickly, they beat faster. For some, this change is enough to push something over the edge. Hence, you often find heart attacks. Strokes and the like are often there, emerging, starting in the early hours. But you've taken your one-a-day pill nearly a full day ago when you think about it. Some of these will last that long, others are falling away in strength. This concept has been looked at many, many times. Hence, we do routinely suggest that treatments are taken last thing at night, but perhaps we need to look again at others. We know that statins work more effectively at night, as your resting liver produces more cholesterol, for instance, at that time, or so we think. We know lots of therapies are given at night. That's when we need them most. That's when we need our sleep. Be they therapies to help reduce the number of times you go for a wee at night, or help you sleep, or lift your mood at night, and make things generally calmer in your head. Taken in the early morning, lots of these treatments might be a bit too strong, a bit too sedating, or side effect laden to be readily tolerated. In practical terms, then, it's horses for courses, as they say. But blood pressure therapies, well, as always, speak to your medical advisor about such things as timing of taking treatments. It may be an interesting discussion in the light of this latest bit of research. Certainly simple standard anti-blood pressure therapies could possibly be taken later in the day, depending on type, while other forms of, for example, heart pain or anti-angina therapies might be still best taken first thing, before the most active part of the working day, given that things calm and slow, or at least tend to, overnight. Shift workers, night workers are a separate story, of course. It just goes to show, never forget to ask those questions a young child might. Grandma, granddad, why are you taking all those pills? You might have to now have a slightly more expanded and interesting reply. Maybe, maybe not. Till next week, cheerio.